Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Peerless Fence Company, Rose Pest Solutions, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, and Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago.
312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. I am David Hochberg. I am your host. We are packed and stacked and ready to help you for the next 3 hours. We got the phone lines open. 312-981-7200. I said it slow last week, Joe, and we got a lot of calls during the first hour, so I'm going to go really slow. Hang on. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Start every show with, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you. That's what the show is all about. It's about sitting here having fun for 3 hours on a Saturday talking about real estate, talking about anything that has to do with real estate. We have four experts in studio. We have another one calling in after the at 12:15, Joe Van Riet. And we've got all of our experts on call. If you need any help whatsoever, we will text them and they will call into the show to answer your question. Let's go around the horn. We'll start ladies first. Janelle Iacino, how are you?
Hello, I'm great.
You could also follow us on Facebook. Go to on Facebook, it's WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. So what's going on, Jay? We got ant problems in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody and their brother's got ants right now. I swear, it's crazy.
Don't say it, Joe. Leave it alone. Just don't
I
make
have no idea what you were
don't
thinking.
Make the pants comment. Just don't.
Oh, I thought he was going to go with the whole like, oh, what? No uncles?
No. We had a lot of ants at my house last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Judy's whole family came in for a reunion.
But no, yeah, the ants are there because of the heat and the moisture that we're experiencing. This rain that we just had the other day really just brought everything out of the woodwork again. So, yep, here we are.
All right, we're going to talk about that in more detail because we had like a lot of rain at the beginning of the spring transfer into summer or whatever the seasons were. And then we've been dry for a good 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
And then we got bombed for a night and a half or whatever it was. And now we're going back to dry season again. So I want to talk about that.
Yep.
Later in the show, you have questions for Janelle, 312-981-7200. You could go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. Is it WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago or just Home Sweet Home? It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. I apologize. Go to Facebook, Home Sweet Home Chicago, and check us out there if you want to see us online. You could also send us email questions at WGNDavid.com. Next to Janelle, if you're watching on the screen, is Tom Becker from Peerless Fence. How are you, Tommy?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. You guys are not experiencing the supply chain issues as a lot of your competition is, because for some reason you planned ahead at the end of last year.
October, November last year, we kind of had a little bit of an inkling. So I went and I ended up purchasing about $8 million worth of material, which was a hard pill to swallow in the very beginning.
Which is worth $17 million now.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. We have a lot of our competitors coming to us for material, and everybody's looking to us.
All right.
We also had ended up with an 8-acre logistics site that we purchased out in West Chicago that we converted to our own distribution center.
Nice. So that's further west, and you could basically go further west, north, and south from that location?
Everywhere. We have 10 locations throughout the Chicagoland area, and it works out perfect for us.
Best location to reach you, website and phone number, if our listeners want to reach out to you?
The website, of course, is peerlessfence.com. The phone number, you could use I went blank on the 800. I just gave it to you.
Sorry, it's live radio show. Just
yeah.
Don't worry about the phone number. Just give your website.
Yeah, website is peerlessfence.com.
800-543-6511. Yeah. I got your back here, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, we've got so many. I mean, we've got phone numbers at all locations. So
you don't have to make excuses. You're getting older, and it's fine.
Just use the website.
That's fine. And by the way, you're in downtown Chicago on WGN. In case you forget that, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Don't worry about it. You're between two professionals. You got Jim Delaney on your right, and you got Janelle Giacchino.
Well, with all the green screens, I thought it was at Wrigley Field. Because, you know, when you hit one over the fence at Wrigley Field.
I know. It's a home run. 312-981-7200.
Not here, though, Jim.
Oh, Jim, listen, it's fine. As long as he knows about fences, he could think he's anywhere. It's okay. We got you, buddy.
Oh, I got
you. We got you. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom, you all right? You
good? Yeah. Yeah. Just dazing here.
Jim Delaney, Silverthorne Home Builders. How are you, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'd be able to hear you if you moved a little closer.
A little closer to the mic? How about that?
That's a lot better. You guys are busy, man.
We are busy. Very busy. It's been a great market right now.
I heard that the price of lumber came down a little bit. I was driving around, and I heard that the price of lumber came down some $20 or whatever. Is that true?
There are lumber futures going down. We have yet to see the relief. We're hoping to see the relief soon. We'll talk about it a little bit more later on the show, but there's a lot of factors that go into when builders finally see the relief.
Okay. And how that relates to the price of homes and price increases on homes, because, listen, it's a commodity and you have to cover your costs because there is a profit motive to build a home. You just don't want to build a home and lose money building a home. I mean, it's great to build a home. That's what you do.
Yep.
And you get your rocks off building a home because that's your industry. I get excited doing a mortgage. That's the official term, Joe. Get your rocks off building a home.
It is. It's in the dictionary.
So if I said
that,
you would be like, Joe, don't say that. We're going to get kicked off the air.
Right. But rocks are fine.
Rocks.
Oh,
rocks.
312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com. If our listeners want to reach you, what's the phone number and the website?
You can use 815-677-4121, or you can go to silverthornhomebuilders.com.
I'm more worried about the other things you say on the air. Rocks would be okay.
No. Janelle, who's worse?
What are you asking me about?
You're going to Janelle for affirmation here.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, because I'm the only one that laughs at his jokes.
Can somebody look up affirmation and let me know? 312-981-7200-WGN.
It's like confirmation, only different.
The irony that David Hochberg worries about other people, what they say on his show.
Oh, look at this. Mr.
Thank you, Joe.
Look at Joe.
See,
Brand.
You don't want to screw with two Joes at the
first
same time.
First of all, we got a memo. To stay in your lane and don't interrupt the news people during their show. Okay?
You got that memo?
Everybody got a memo. Okay. Stay in your lane. Right, just stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Don't interrupt the news people because I got to hit their marks, and I'm being respectful. I don't bother the news guys. I leave Dave Kleppen alone. Okay, even though that.
What about Don Kleppen? Do you leave him alone?
Don't worry about it. Dave Kleppen and Don and his
both
brother.
Of them.
Listen, he's got a twin brother, Don. And that's Dave.
You know,
okay,
everyone isn't named Dave, Mr. Narcissist over there.
Oh, okay. No, this is
so, Joe. Who do you think says more off? Color things on the air, me or David?
Well, Joe, I think David Hochberg would be the answer to that question.
Absolutely. Oh, we're going to get We're going to get another memo that the sports people should let the host do their show uninterrupted.
I don't think they care about you.
I know. except from 10 until 1 on Saturday. All right, Joe, you fired the first shot, buddy. Be prepared. 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe, I was ready. I was getting ready to introduce you. I had everything prepped, and then Joe jumps in and interrupts.
I didn't mind.
You didn't mind because he was attacking me. Exactly. I feel attacked.
Dave, I would like a picture from somebody that doesn't want to do their whole bathroom. They just want to know what we can tune up in it.
So you do a tune-up
song. Bathrooms or kitchens. Don't do the whole thing. We could fix it up.
For about, 10, 15, 20 grand?
This is a pretty wide range, but depending on the picture. If you send us a picture, we'll spec it
out. I'm giving you an out here. 312-981-7200. So if you had to redo Joe's mustache, right, in the sports department, would
I wouldn't
be
touch a hair on Joe's head. He looks good.
He looks good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
If you have Cadillacs. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Get ready to fasten your seatbelt. We got bug talk coming up here. Janelle Giacchino. So we've got a couple of things going on here, Janelle.
Yeah.
We have a texter from 630. What about spiders inside the house? 847. Tarot ant traps recommended by Lou work great. And then we have somebody, what a crude reference about rocks is beneath the dignity of WGN. So we've got a
WGN didn't say it, you did.
I know, I did. Right, so we got a full range, right? We got a full range of spectrum here. Love of God.
I'd love to comment on the tarot bait thing.
Fire away.
So that's something that you can buy at a Home Depot or any kind of hardware store. And, I mean, while that will work for some species of ants, really the key is figuring out what you're dealing with. If you've got carpenter ants or if you've got, you know, any other species of ant that's not going to respond to that particular formula of bait, then it's not going to work. So
how many species of ants are there?
Oh my God, there's hundreds.
Okay.
There's a handful in this area that we see every day.
Right.
But the ones that everybody's got right now are called pavement ants. And those happen because they either get drowned out underground, their colonies, you know, with the rain that we had, they got flooded out and now they're looking for drier, higher grounds. And also the extreme heat too. Their colonies are being sweated out and they're just looking for more food sources and water sources. So
in some instances, do-it-yourself, over-the-counter stuff works.
Well, sure, but I mean, also, like, that you hire a professional to, like, figure out why they're there in the first place and what exactly you're dealing with to know what formulation to use. So there's a science behind it. Yeah, you can spend a lot of money. I mean, don't even get me started on mosquito gimmicks in the stores right now. But
Hold on. What's your thoughts on mosquito gimmicks in stores right now? I want to get her riled up.
Get her started.
First half hour of the show. Let's get her going.
You are started. Come on.
There are so many gimmicks out there for mosquito control, and it just blows my mind what people will dump on these products, and it's just it's ineffective.
All right, please focus. We're talking about spiders here.
Spiders?
No, we're talking about ants. So this stuff that this texter, tarot ant traps, could work.
You know what they are, Dave.
No, I don't.
Those little things,
little bait traps. Yeah.
And so, but the carpenter ants, which is my favorite,
they're not going to go in those bait stations.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right, so now, I would hire a couple carpenter ants.
We could use a couple extra carpenter ants as well.
Do they come with the tool belts?
No, we supply the tools. Oh.
finding a remedy to eradicating the ants because we had wet at the beginning of the season. We've been through an unbelievable dry spell. Water tables are down.
Yep.
Right. Everything is hot. It's dry. And then all of a sudden we have water. Why does that bring the ants up? What causes a hot, after a hot dry season, like a week or two? I think we had about almost 3 weeks of no rain, to get bombed.
Yeah.
Right. And then it doesn't even look like we got it because the ground is so dry.
Right.
Why does that impact the ants coming into our lives?
So the ants need moisture just like any other insect, and if with the extreme heat, they're looking for more water sources. So whether that's, you know, condensation on a pipe underneath your sink, or, you know, some kind of, maybe you have like a bird bath, you know, on your patio or something that is attracting them. But really, that's the whole reason why you hire a professional, is figuring out why they're there in the first place. And if you're seeing ants, you're only seeing a fraction of the entire colony that exists on the property, and it's about balance, right? So it's all about pushing them back into nature where they belong and getting them out of the house, because you don't want them to do structural damage either, especially if you're dealing with carpenter ants.
So if you find the carpenter ants, which are my favorites, the blueberries with legs, you have to find the nest.
You got to find the source. You got to find the source and get to the root. Well, that's what we do. We get to the root of it. You're not just treating the few that you're seeing in the living room here and there. You're getting to the actual colony.
Okay, so if you see the few in the living room or coming out of the wall in the bedroom like I did, if you see that one, how many of their brothers and sisters are behind it?
Tens of thousands.
I was going to say billions.
Well, probably not that many, unless it's a super colony. But,
and this is the guy with the 1,500 credit score.
But Dave, here, what's really important, what you do is exactly that.
It's
you're not shotgunning anything. You're going specific at the specific bug,
right,
in the specific area,
and the specific species of that bug, yes, in that area, trying
it's,
to get to the core.
It's just like, you know, when you go to the doctor and they prescribe medication for a certain problem. You know, there's not one medication at the pharmacy that's going to cure every problem.
I told you, Joe, you need more
I thought
medication.
There was one.
I told you. You need more than one.
Our treatments are so formulated and specific to the actual species of insects that we're dealing with. So it's a science.
All right, two text messages about chipmunks. Okay, 773 question for exterminator lady. Chipmunks digging holes under front concrete sidewalk. How do I get them out of there? And then another one. Hang on. How do I, from the 312, hi, Janelle.
Hi.
How can I get, it's a text. How can I get rid of many chipmunks around my house? So why are they, so with the ants, so, right, we got 2.5 more hours. I'm telling you, you're going to see Dean Richards is like getting dressed right now, getting ready to take over the show. So you've got, what's with the ants? We already covered that.
Yeah.
What's up?
The chipmunks can do so much damage, and we'll hear about this.
But why are they so in abundance right now?
I mean, probably because there's not enough people killing them the right way. A lot of people will try to poison them, which is not going to work. I mean, there's and technically we don't handle wildlife. We usually outsource that. However, there are snap traps that will work great because it's a matter of controlling the populations because they do breed out of control. And they're foraging. As they're foraging, they'll unearth pavement slabs and
pavers.
Things like that. Yes, yes.
The whole section might patio.
Yeah, they can do a ton of damage. Mm-hmm. So really the key with those is trapping them.
They're cute in the
until
movies.
Your patio caves
right
in.
Until your patio caves in.
Sure. Oh,
yeah, look, mommy, dad, look at the cute cucumber chipmunk, right?
My wife
made a delicious cucumber salad. It's unbelievable. You take cucumbers, dill, and vinegar, and it's delicious.
Yeah, throw a little sour cream.
All right, Joe from Antioch, you've got a silverfish question.
It'll work.
Joe.
Hi guys. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on, brother?
Good. My daughter and my son-in-law just bought a house about 8 months ago. The house was built in 2004. It's a brick front, brick face frame house. And they're having a silverfish problem so bad that my daughter, for the last month, has been sleeping at my house.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Hang on, Jimmy. I got to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. Can you hang tight for the answer when we come back?
Yes.
All right, hold tight, buddy. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, Silverfish.
When you got to move out because of a bug
that's
problem.
That's serious.
That's very serious.
And but the silverfish are disgusting.
Oh, they're gross.
They're right up there. It's like 1A carpenter ants, 1B.
No, stink bugs.
Well, that's 1B and C. I mean, there's like three disgusting bugs.
It's the way they move. They're
so gross.
I got a
great bug story.
It's another reason to build a new home. No bugs.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Jim Delaney, Silverthorne Builders.
Silverthorne Home Builders. No silverfish.
No silverfish. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
What did you do with the ants one time?
Oh, a gigantic carpenter ant crawled out of my wall.
Yeah.
Scared the living crap out of me. It ate through my drywall. It was like blueberries with legs. So you ever see those canned carpenter ants? It's literally like a baby blueberry with legs. It's like standing up with me and giving me the one gun salute. Like, I just went through your drywall. You think this vinyl's going to stop me? And those carpenter ants could like pick up a car.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just speaking truth to power there, Joe.
You're scared of many little things.
I was sitting on my pool deck watching my daughter swim, minding my own business. Mm. And there was a box probably 7 feet long by 3 feet wide by about a foot thick. You know, it said assembly required. No shot. Right? the guys that we bought our outdoor furniture from in like March dropped some stuff off. They're going to come back. And you know, Joe, I don't assemble anything. Right? If you want assembly required wrong, call David Hochberg. So I see this thing crawling. I'm on my computer making sure my daughter doesn't drown with her friends. Minding my own business. Just minding my own. I see this thing literally 2.5-3 inches long crawling by underneath my chair. I'm like, and I didn't pay any attention. I'm like, what? I thought it was a leaf or something, right? I look down. I'm like, holy crap. This thing could literally bench press the bench that I'm on with me, all 200 pounds of glory sitting there. I was going to step on
278.
It. Well, I'm down to 271 this morning, but thank you. Okay. I still got a long way to go. I like had to pass through the extremely fat phase just to get to the fat phase. Now I'm in the fat phase, and then I got to go. Got to get to the moderately fat phase. Hmm. So I'm working my way down.
You still do those spin classes?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I almost passed out this morning, but that's a whole other story. So I was going to step on it. All right. Hey, Joe and Antioch, just relax. I'll get to you in a second. All right. So I was going to just stay. I'll get to you in a minute with your silver thorn problems or silver fish problem. I was going to step on it, but I'm not wearing shoes because I'm outside if I had to dive in because I'm an expert swimmer, as you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking around. I pick up this box, 80 pounds, and I drop it on this bug.
What?
I was going to take a picture because I knew you were coming in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can you tell me the species?
So I figured it was smooshed?
No, before. Oh. So I dropped this 80-pound box on it because it was the only thing there to drop on it. Mm-hmm. So I drop it on it, figure, okay, that'll do the job, pick it up.
Are your daughters proud of you when they watch
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, they're very proud of me of everything I do. It's Father's Day tomorrow. Right. And they were applauding. Thank you. So I lift the box up. I was going to take a picture, completely flattened out. And I apologize because I wanted to get your opinion.
Oh.
So out to Joe and Antioch. I don't know what that got to do with anything, but it was literally 2.5
Silverfish.
Inches.
I thought you were going to say that you lifted the box and it like crawled out and
no,
it was still
I alive.
Sold
I thought
house.
He was going to say that the
bug carried the box off the back.
So silverfish.
I would have sold the house. Joe and Antioch, silverfish infestation.
Yes.
Have you ever seen this?
Yes. It's particularly bad most of the time in attics or in basements. And the silverfish are drawn to moisture. So one thing that will really, really help is getting a dehumidifier in the space that they're inhabiting. So whether that's in the basement or wherever. But do you know where your daughter was seeing these? Are they all over? Or
They're everywhere. They've had, and I apologize because I listen to David every weekend. And
as you should.
Yeah, you should
as
apologize
you should.
For
that's appropriate.
I've been telling her about Rose, and my son-in-law, being the son-in-law that he is, he called some other company that came in, and they've been out four times, and now they just sent a home inspector out, I guess.
Okay.
And they're telling her to pull bushes, to take the mulch up, to that it's coming. It could be coming from the gutters, and it's like every direction that you can go but the right direction because nothing's working.
Yeah.
They even bombed the attic last weekend.
All right, hang on. Before we go further, mm-hmm. how many son-in-laws do you have, Joe? Because I feel some tension there with this one. How many?
I was blessed with three daughters.
Okay.
And I have one son-in-law, and he's a great guy.
I don't think so, Joe. I mean,
well,
I think you made a crack there.
You didn't make the right call.
Yeah, Joe, you made
a little lazy. That's all.
His wife is living in your house because you can't take care of a bug.
Yeah, that's not okay.
That's not okay.
And whoever he hired did not clearly get to the root of the problem. And it's kind of ridiculous.
Not even close.
Yeah, it's not ridiculous that they were out there that many times and still haven't put a dent in it. That just doesn't seem right to me.
You know what? When they came out the first time, I was there, and I told the guy that came out from the company, I said, listen, why don't you, because he went through the whole house, everywhere except for the attic. And the attic it's not finished. It's a normal attic with blown-in insulation. And I said, why don't you go up into the attic and see?
I guarantee that's where they're
moisture seekers. You know, they like the moisture. And he told me, he says, oh, no, I'm not going up there. It's too hot.
Oh!
What do you mean it's too hot?
This is what you get when you don't call Rose. Our guys are always in attics and crawl spaces. That's where all the good stuff is.
I was just amazed when this inspector came out, and right away now they're talking about, you know, she's got a gorgeous landscaped house, and now they're talking about pulling bushes and
moisture control. Mulch. So maybe there's a bad sill plate or something. Usually when you're pulling mulch away, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You're getting moisture on the bottom.
And we do recommend raking back mulch and making sure, you know, vegetation is not touching the house. But as far as like ripping stuff out and getting rid of, that's not necessary.
Hey, Joe, we're going to take your number off air and send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice and have Janelle give you a call.
Well, how much would you charge?
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Estimate it.
Just to come and take a look. We don't charge for that. So.
Right. So just.
And you go to Antioch?
Yeah, of course we do.
312-981-7200. Oh, so now he's walking in the studio. Joe Brand in a three-piece suit with his very
Wow, does he look different?
With his mustache. What, do you got a funeral to go to? What's going on here?
Yeah, your funeral. I wanted to formally apologize to you for intruding during your show. And, you know, rather than just shooting a text like you normally do, I just wanted to, you know, express my gratitude to you.
Yeah, apology not accepted. Get the hell out of here. 312-981-7200.
You look good, though, Joe.
You do look good, Joe. Yeah. You do look good.
This looks like a movie star. God,
I'm telling you, I asked him if he's auditioning for something. He's freshly coiffed. We got a picture of his
coiffed.
Of his new haircut, and he's got this 1970s, I don't understand.
He's got
the Tom Selleck mustache. He just barges in. Yeah. I don't barge into the...
That was a power mustache.
Yeah, power. That was a power move. Just coming and taking over my show. I think he's auditioning.
Somebody has to take over the show.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Griffin and Antioch. Look, we're huge in Antioch today. Griffin, how are you? You got a moldy bathroom challenge, and Joe Hogle is the guy to ask the question, too. How can we help you, Griffin?
Hey, David. Well, I want to apologize for breaking form. I know we're talking about silverfish, the bugs with looks like blueberries with legs. So apologies for breaking form here. But
we have no form.
We have the Griffin. You don't have the ball.
Griffin. You've got
there's,
no trouble.
There's zero structure. Yes. I got Joe Brand barging in a two-piece suit and a new haircut and a goofy looking mustache. What? Just break form. Let's talk about moldy bathrooms. It's a great transition. Joe Brand to a moldy bathroom. Go ahead.
All right. So there's like this orange stuff, and I don't know, it's some sort of residue. It could be mold, it could be fungus, who knows. And I sent a picture on the photo line a few weeks back. I doubt you remember, but I could, it's like it's orange and it looks really weird. It doesn't have a smell or anything. It's just kind of, I don't even know what you'd call that. It's in between the cracks of the tub, and
So orange is usually rust.
Okay, well, hang on. We got to hit a break. We have orange, non-smelly looking mold. We'll get Judy Hogle on the phone because that is our cleaning expert.
All right, I'm going with rust on the orange.
Well, hang on. We'll call Judy Hogle there, Griffin. We have somebody at Silverthorne Home Builders who's not happy that we're taking questions now about cleaning products, but this guy will get over it. 312-981-7200. 312, what's his name?
Logan.
Logan got really upset when a listener called in.
Cleaning an oven.
Yeah, I mean, if he's getting angry at that, Logan, I think you need to calm
down. Logan's got issues.
I think you need to switch to decaf, young man.
Logan's
I'm 54,
issues.
And that doesn't bother me, and a lot of other things bother me. Mm-hmm. So if you're starting out in your 20s with questions about cleaning products upsetting you, I think we got some bigger things to work on.
You
got to
work on yourself.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
And as long as I got my suit and tie, I'm going to leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So, Griffin, we reached out to Judy Hogle, the official cleaning expert.
We didn't even ask her, and she just texted that.
Right. Have him try CLR and Wink rust remover, or I can go help him next Friday, next week, Friday or Saturday. I'm in Walgreens right now picking up Joe's medication. So...
She didn't write that.
They don't know that. We're on the radio. 312-981-7200. What would your solution be, Joe?
Anything like a bleach cleaner for anything that resembles mold.
Yeah, and another...
Yeah, it's kind of like grout.
Well, here, an 847 chimed in. David for Griffin. Hi, Janelle.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go. The orange-colored stuff in this bathroom. I have orange or pink-colored mold in the grout between the tiles in my bathroom as well. I use tile cleaner with bleach that removes stains, and that usually takes care of it. So I feel like Wally Phillips here. People helping people.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners helping other listeners. Does that make sense, Griff?
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you to, what was his name again?
Joe, MegaPros Joe.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh,
yeah.
You're welcome. And we'll thank Judy.
Well, hang on. And Mr. Floor's got a tile cleaner as well, and a grout cleaner.
It's Judy's name.
Yeah,
MegaPros Judy.
Yeah, MegaPros Judy.
Perfect.
No, the queen of the Hogle family. Hang on, Griffin. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Get the tile stuff and let us know. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. One last bug question here. Becky in Round Lake, how are you? Becky.
How you doing, David?
I'm great. Did you just text me?
I did.
pictures. So this is Becky.
Okay.
Becky just texted us pictures as she was vacuuming, listening to the show, vacuuming her ants. Is that a good eradicating process?
Well, like I mentioned before, you know, vacuuming a fraction of what you're seeing is not going to cure the colony issue that's, you know, kind of pushing into your house. You
but
might
they'll
see
still
them
live
again.
In your vacuum, too, right?
Well, some of these ants leave a horrible odor, too, so you know. But
as if, Joe, you've never heard that before, but go ahead.
But, yeah, vacuums in general are great because you're not applying pesticides and stuff, which is great, but you're only going to get a fraction of the colony that exists on the property. So if they pop up again, let us know if we can help.
Where's your home located, Becky? In Round Lake.
I'm in Round Lake, David.
Okay, do you service Round Lake?
Absolutely, we do. We have some technicians who live there, too.
All right. Well, we're going to send somebody out to help you out, Becky, okay?
That would be great.
You're awesome. Thanks for calling in and supporting the show, as always. 312-981-7200. Keith in Buffalo Grove, how can we help you?
Hello.
Hi.
I have a truss lift in my second floor bedroom. And it was diagnosed by the good people at MegaPros years ago. But my question was, will it affect resale? I'm afraid that when we have a home inspection, if it's in the winter, the gap opens up about a half an inch on the corner. And I'm afraid the inspector will say, well, forget that. You got major problems. But the guys at MegaPro said, well, it's very common, and it closes back up in the summer, which is true. But I'm just a little leery about whether it will be a problem with a home sale, what the inspector will say and what the real estate agent will say.
Joe, what's a truss lift?
So I'm not sure what you're referring to as a truss lift.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So when it contracts, your drywall opens up, correct?
Yeah.
But what's a truss lift anyway?
On the wall.
Meaning it's a movement in the truss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up in the attic, yep.
In the truss.
And so it...
Truss.
Yep.
Okay, not a truss.
No.
So he's got up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gap. Is this a finished attic or an unfinished attic?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The truss is in the attic.
Yeah.
Shift in the winter. And it pulls the drywall away from...
Oh, David, please don't get involved. Okay, please.
I got truss on the screen.
I'm thinking
it's a people mover schlepping people up the stairs.
And then you ask questions that are...
Horrible. All right, go ahead.
But, Keith, if that joint keeps moving, there are things we can do that can move with it. So, in other words, we could put a piece of trim in it or a silicone bead.
Or sell your house now in the summer and it won't be a problem. There you go.
That's true.
Yeah. I always believe sell in May and stay away.
Huh?
I mean, sell your house in May.
Sell in May and stay away. All right. Joe Hogan, MegaPros Joe, real estate show coming up here.
But Keith, if you want us to look at it for another solution, we'd be glad to do that.
It's up to you. You know,
I don't care.
I moved in 20 years ago. Well, I don't want to come out for any reason. I do want you to remodel my powder room anyway.
We'll do that while we're looking at your crack.
I'll have to refresh that.
All right. So solve your drywall adjustment, and he'll take care of the powder room.
At the
all
same
in
time.
One swoop. So hang tight, buddy. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
Thanks, Keith.
Keith in Buffalo Grove. You service Buffalo Grove.
Obviously, it's a customer of mine.
I know, but we have another texter saying, why don't you go to the south side? Because they called you and you don't go to the south side.
You know where Buffalo Grove is?
I know. I'm 15 minutes from Buffalo Grove. That's my mishpucha.
So how is that south?
I know. I'm just saying, we have another texter. How far south will you go? And we'll go from there.
Buffalo Grove.
Okay. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Jim Delaney of Silverthorne Home Builders and... Oh, I got a whole minute left here. I thought we were going to break. And Tom Becker from Peerless Fence. Well, here, let's tease the fence. Tom?
If it keeps anybody in or out, we'll do it. If you need a good neighbor fence, or if you want that ever-popular spite fence where you don't like your neighbor, give Peerless a call.
Legally, how high can you go without getting a variance in most municipalities?
6 foot.
It's 6 foot.
Yeah. Park Ridge itself is 5 foot.
How about Southern Texas?
Southern Texas, you can go up to 8 foot.
Okay, there you go. I don't know what that means to the show, but okay. So there, Joe must be looking to move to Southern Texas.
That's how south he'll go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. Ah, nice. Well played. 312-981.
All the way from Buffalo Grove.
All the way from Buffalo Grove to South Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got inventory in stock, which
absolutely,
we're going to talk more about during the break.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone line, which is sponsored by MegaPros, the call line, the text line, the photo line is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
A bushy, bushy bond here, serving USA.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Peerless Fence Company, Rose Pest Solutions, Jim Work from Silverthorn Homes, and Baird & Warner Realtor Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We are Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm David Hochberg, and we have a room full of experts here, a studio full of experts here to help you. If you want to follow us on Facebook, just type in Home Sweet Home Chicago, and it'll take you right to our landing page on Facebook, which is pretty cool. Let's talk with Tom right now from Peerless Fence, Tom Becker. What made you jump into load up with $8 million worth of fencing? And what does that equate to in the number of houses, typical houses? I know there's bigger homes or smaller homes. How many homes does $8 million worth of purchasing power get you?
Six.
$6 million.
You didn't tell me that there was going to be massive.
Six homes.
Six homes.
Six homes.
That's enough for six fences.
Six fences.
Six of your style, size houses.
Six of my style houses.
Yeah.
Well, I got a big fence, and you guys put it in. I went with the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
A little more expensive investment up front. But you know what? I take my new Generac because I asked Joe, what should I get? Power washer. I spray that down. It's beautiful. You can't tell. There's zero maintenance other than cleaning the spider webs and the burb droppings off of my fence. It's one of the greatest investments I've ever made.
What I tell everybody is if you're going to be in the house for at least 10 years, consider a vinyl fence because it's a lifetime fence.
Sure.
If you're going to be less than that, you can consider aluminum, you consider wood. We've got two different wood products. We've got the cedar, which has some natural resistance against rot and bugs. Sorry.
Yeah.
But we were talking about that
earlier when Janelle was talking about ants. You were like, install some cedar fencing because that. What's in cedar that detracts ants?
I asked that. We think it has something to do with the type of sap that's in there. Has some type of natural resistance against.
It's like kale for you.
It's like kale for me. So if there's kale in the salad, I won't eat it.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, we also have the green treated, the pressure treated for it's a better cost line for some, but we also have the green treated, which has a natural resistance against rot also. So, we have the best of all worlds. We have your chain link fences. We've got your aluminum. We've got your wrought iron steel. We've got two different types of wood. We've got vinyl. If you want to keep anybody in or out, it's perfect. We got it for you.
I think it's important that you build all your wood fences on site.
Yeah, we are a piece. Yeah, we do not come out with prefab panels. We come out. We have all our crews are used to picking up the bunks of wood. It comes out. It's all pieced together. Your posts go in, then your rails go up, and then your boards go up, and the customer decides at the very point of sale. You've got a little bit of the salesman. Hopefully, tell them you've got a little bit of a grade issue right here. Should you want it level on top, which may cause a little bit more of a gap. But then we also have to check with the villages because we do have some village inspectors that say they're going to measure a 6-foot fence from the ground. So if you're 6 inches off the ground, you're going to have a problem.
We have a text message here from 773. Just read an article about the price of wood is decreasing, which we talked about with Jim Delaney of Silverthorn Home Builders at the beginning of the show. Is this the best time, in your opinion, Tom, to build a wooden privacy fence? So even though you stocked up on $8 million worth of product last year, beginning of this year, does that impact your pricing because the price of wood and all the other prices of materials due to the supply chain challenges we're having worldwide, is that impacting the pricing of your fencing?
Of course, you know, I'm always going to say it's a great time to build a fence.
Sure.
But our wood prices, we've pretty much have stayed stable. We have not jacked the prices up like a lot of our other competitors. We have some competitors that are basically not even going out telling people, we're not even coming out to give you a quote.
Yes, you're right.
So our salesmen will go out. I don't see... The cedar line, you know, there's a big difference in the price of lumber between the cedar and the pine. So
which is more expensive?
Cedar.
Cedar's more expensive. Okay.
Cedar's more expensive, but we did have a problem in the when they with the whole COVID thing, the mills did do some shutdowns. So the mills have a certain amount that they can pull out, and then but then they also have to make sure they're planting, and when COVID hit they weren't doing all that. So the Western Red Cedar line is still a hard one to get a hold of.
And what's the price differential between pine and cedar?
Between a pressure treated and a cedar fence, there's probably about a 35%.
35%.
Yeah.
And would you recommend that? Why would you recommend one over the other?
What I actually like, and I have it in my yard, is I put a wood fence up, but I put it on pressure treated posts. It looks a little different in the very beginning. You see the green tinge on the post, but within 6 months, it all matches.
All matches. Okay. And if our listeners want to reach out to you?
You can reach out to peerlessfence.com, 630-568-9300, or our 800 number, which our host will give you any moment here.
1-800-543-6511. That's 1-800. I'm supposed to speak slower. 1-800-543-6511 or peerlessfence.com.
Correct.
You guys did my fence and
it's still up.
Couldn't be happier. Wife is happy, which means I'm happy. So that's very, very good. Janelle Iacino.
Hello.
She's on, Joe. She's on.
She found the coffee.
Too much coffee today. It's true.
No, that's got nothing to do with the coffee. You're like this every single day.
Everybody should go to Facebook and see your butterfly dress.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very, very nice dress
Thank
today.
Thank you.
Joe was going to wear the same dress, but it was in the dry cleaner.
I thought, no.
What's the name of your company?
Rose Pest Solutions.
Because a listener, we keep getting text messages. Would you please ask Janelle Iacino, the bug lady, the name of her company and give the phone number? Go ahead.
Rose Pest Solutions, 1-800-GOT-PESTS is how you reach the nearest office, and rosepestcontrol.com is where you can request a quote.
Throughout the entire listening area, you will service all the way out to DeKalb?
Absolutely.
Up to Wisconsin?
Yep.
Do you go into Wisconsin?
Yep.
Do you go
all the way up to Milwaukee?
Wow, I didn't know that. All the way to Milwaukee?
Yep. And we're all over Northwest Indiana, down through Indianapolis, and Louisville, Kentucky.
I had no idea.
11 offices.
Kentucky?
That's right, Joe. Kentucky.
Lake Geneva?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is Bob Dold your owner listening right now?
You know, I don't know. You should text him.
You should text him and say, David Hochberg, we'd like you to tune in to AM 720
okay.
WGN, because that's where Holmes
call in.
Yeah, call him, Bob. What are you doing? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
I'll text him.
Joe has to move to Tennessee to establish dominance in the South, is what our fine guys in the booth who finally woke up, you know, and paying attention. Jake is mentioned that. It's a horrible suggestion. 312-981-7200.
Well, something going on in 312-981-7200.
That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jim Delaney from Silverthorne Home Builders coming up next, talking about home building and home building challenges that you need to be aware of after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Tom, 847 would like to know the name of the company that's on the radio right now.
It is Peerless Fence Company. We have 10 locations throughout the Chicagoland area. Phone number 630-584-7710.
Or peerlessfence.com.
Listeners should listen better.
I have 630. I have a fence question for Tom. The polls for my fence are in great shape, but the links of the fence are rusty. Can I just change the links of the fence and keep the poles?
I'm taking for granted it sounds like it's a chain link fence, and yes, if they just need to change the fabric on it, that's something they can do.
The name of your company again?
Peerless Fence.
And you can go to peerlessfence.com. And you did my home and you did a great job.
By peerless, you mean you have no peers, is that correct?
Of course not. Well, Peerless Fence is also, it's a Peerless Fence group. We also, it takes into account the TrueLink Fence Company, which is part of the Peerless group. Shogren Fence.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Ift Quality Fences out of Bloomington. In Indiana,
well,
we have Imperial
Fence. I guess you are
if
you own everybody.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
If they can't beat us, they'll sell us.
Yeah. Two-drink minimum at Zanies in Schaumburg tonight. That's where Joe's opening up.
312-981. No, but it just made sense, right? Like if you, it's like Peerless. It's like...
Yeah, it makes sense to you. 312-981-72.
I'm the only Amazon. I'm Peerless.
Yeah, we're going to turn your mic off. It's a dead joke. It wasn't funny like 30 seconds ago.
It's
Let
not
it go.
Funny. It's a fact.
Let it go. 312-981-7200. Let's get to Jim Delaney. Supply chain issues. I was supposed to move into my new house in October. Then it got pushed back to November. Then it got pushed back to December because it was like a domino effect with the crews getting COVID, all right, because they were working close together. They were... doing the same room and different trades. We're in the same. We had electricians and carpenters and drywallers and painters, one after the other. So that got everything pushed back. It also happened at the factories that Tom just talked about. Okay, the factories experienced the same type of challenges. They couldn't operate because of their workers were getting COVID and whatever, and were cut back, and people were freaking out. So, how does that impact from the eyes of a new home builder? A semi-custom home builder, which you guys are, Silverthorne Home Builders, predominantly located in the western suburbs. How did that impact you? And what should our listeners be aware of when they're looking at building a semi-finished home, custom home, semi-custom home from you or anybody else today? What type of challenges are they going to be facing?
A lot of it's patience. You have to understand that there's so many bits and pieces. We tell everyone there's 300 sets of hands that work on every home. So if someone gets a delay, it could be a domino effect, but it also could be a supply chain, because aside from our workers, the factories have to, be able to supply product. We had to switch cabinet companies based on being able to get cabinets to fulfill orders. So it's really more complicated, and we want to finish the home as fast as we can. It's beneficial for everyone involved for us to do that. Delays are nobody's friend, but you have to understand, and taking a step back and being calm about it will make your experience building a lot better. Because there's nobody who wants to finish it faster than we do.
Because you've got cost of carrying that home. And what our mm-hmm. listeners need to understand, and Joe chime in here, and Tom chime in here, because you deal with it, you just laid out $8 million worth of material.
Yeah.
You want to get it off the ground, out of the warehouse, and up in somebody's backyard or front yard as soon as possible to recoup that cost. What a lot of people don't understand, Joe, and they get upset, is the builder doesn't want to be hanging on to this, because typically... you've got the construction loan on a semi-custom home. I had to get the construction loan on my home. So it was frosting me every month that we had to go because rates were super low and I wanted to lock into a low rate because I know a little bit about mortgages. But it cost me more money every single month not having paying that interest pop, not having that home to be moved into, not to be able to move into. You face that every single day
so
as well.
So here, the best thing that builder did for you was keep in touch with you. To update you, let the people know where you're at. If the customer is unreasonable, that's a whole different story.
And there's nothing you could do, Jim. I mean, if you don't have drywall coming in, if you don't have the electrical, whatever the electrical is that they want in their home, if you want that certain flooring to come in, if it's not there, it's not your fault, but you're going to get blamed for it anyway.
Yeah, that's the big thing we're seeing now. Materials, different manufacturers are dropping different product lines because they're not quite as popular. Mm-hmm. And the communication's key. We've actually revamped a lot of the communication that we're going to do with the company because we're always taking the temperature of our client and seeing where they're at. And honestly, transparency is also a difficult thing because you tell someone, yeah, we're going to be hanging drywall. It's scheduled to hang drywall next week. Well, the drywaller shows up, but the drywall didn't show up because someone didn't do it. Now we have to figure out how to reschedule 70 builds that we're doing to get yours back on track, which then adjusts every other one that's there.
But the customer doesn't really care about all that you go through.
Yeah.
They just want the truth when you have it.
Yeah, and they want to be the key. Updated. If you give them the update and you give them the truth of what's going on, there's very few unreasonable people if you're telling them the truth of what you're going to do.
I believe that same thing.
The truth is very important in what we're doing and over-communicating.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 7200 847. Joe Hogle just called you. You keep texting in that MegaPros doesn't call you back. I'm sitting here and watched her call you.
So here,
during the break,
I don't even know your name, but so last week.
My God.
But it involves eight people to
I understand.
Sure
I just wanted
people.
To let everybody know. When you text in to say that a co-host on the show doesn't call you back, and I watch them call you back, and it happened to me as well. And then you say you never got a call. Joe just called you.
Oh, so, wait a second, Dave.
So now you're calling during the show. Okay, like, great.
That's my cell number.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
He'll call you during the next break. For the love of
I'm
God.
I'm looking at you calling my phone right now.
He's getting a call right now. So it's like, for the love of God, lighten up,
what are you
everybody.
Doing that you're ignoring the call? What, are you on a radio show
all
or
right,
something?
I'll take
yeah,
it.
Joe, come on. No, Joe. 312-981.
This is Joe.
312-981-7200.
Hi, how are you?
312-981-7200. Go to WGN.
Lizzie. All right.
Go to WGNDavid.com. Hold on. Joe, we got a live radio show going on here.
I understand, but...
I know. They keep bombing you on the text saying...
I'm going to call you as soon as I get out of here, okay?
Can you let that lady know that you're on a live radio
show?
We're
on a live radio show right now.
And does that person care?
All right. We'll go listen to the radio. I'll call you later.
312-981-7200. Go to WGND. This is live and local, everybody. We don't make this stuff up.
No, that was getting aggravating.
I know you. Listen, I've had it happen to me. You never call me back. I'm like, dude, I called you four times. I left you four text messages and four emails. Okay, I'm sorry if you don't know technology. But I, other than me, like, sitting in your front lawn, I can't do anything else trying to get a hold of you. I'll drive to your house and knock on your door. 312-981-7200. So how do you calm your listeners down? I mean,
your
how do
listeners.
You calm?
On, my radio show that I do
yeah,
on a different network.
You do
sound good
so
on
Joe,
radio.
If you'd like to come on next week, you'll have you over on mine.
Perfect. I'm like a radio tramp.
You can just answer all your calls
just
on the show.
No phone calls during my set. But,
oh, don't say no, ever.
That's pretty
but
good.
But honestly, if you call someone and you give them the facts that are there, and you also kind of make them empathetic to what you're doing, we actually have you sign documentation at the beginning of the build that shows what your anxiety levels are and what your emotional status is going to be throughout the build, so we can reference it and say,
here's
hey,
a challenge, Joe.
Totally, oh, you mean with like here. A happy face or a sad face?
There's a happy face. I'll send it to you. It literally says a happy face.
That's
and a sad
ridiculously
face.
Funny and cool.
Right? But it works.
But here's the challenge. If somebody gets worked up over something, mm-hmm. right, and you typically call them and you're like, hey, you signed this at the beginning. And here's your happy face, and here your sad face. When you get to the sad face, they have selective amnesia mm-hmm. and go, even though they signed that document.
No, they say, that doesn't actually look like me.
That wasn't my sad face.
Wasn't my sad
much
face.
Much sadder.
Here's my wife's sad face. Yeah. Right. Here's my sad face. And it's not a sad, it's an angry sad face. And it's just tough to work with unrealistic expectations, okay? Mm-hmm. We have shortages across the entire supply chain. If you didn't notice, a boat got stuck in the Suez Canal for a couple, 3 weeks.
And it had your drywall on it.
It might not have been the boat with the drywall. It could have been the 40 boats behind it mm-hmm. that had the drywall just sitting there not being able to go to the Suez Canal, okay? Obviously, I need to train to be a Suez Canal, what's that, captain? Pilot?
I have no idea.
Captain.
It's a pilot that takes the boat. It yeah. takes the pilot.
No,
the boat.
Do mortgages.
I think I'd kill it. Just I think mortgages. I'd kill it as a Suez Canal pilot. I think that and the Instagram model. 312-981-7200. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720.
Mortgages.
WGN.
Back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Tom, a listener would like to know, 630, do you guys offer fence repair as well as fence installation? Our gate is moving away from the post and won't latch. They have two dogs. Another company quoted $600 to come out, stating they had to send a team. They live 10 minutes from your Route 38 location. Thank you. Please advise.
Yes, we Peerless is one of the few companies, if not the only one, that we have a full service department also. Besides having our own installers, we have some one-man crews that just handle service. They can give us a call at the 630-584-7710 number or the 1-800-543-6511 number, and we can hook them up with service. They can ask for Scott. He is the service technician. He can quote everything right over the phone for him.
A gate moving away from the post that won't latch. Is that a standard, typical service call you get?
That is what it is. It's more than likely the post is starting to rot.
Okay.
And the post probably needs to be replaced.
Is that an expensive type of repair?
No, it is not.
One day, couple hours?
Couple hours, one serviceman, one post, a little bit of material.
No team.
No team.
No $600 to make the call.
We have a serviceman that can handle that stuff.
And I think, Joe, and you're seeing it too in your industry, things are so hot right now that when somebody calls a company for service, and they're quoted anything because they're like, we can't get there for 2-3 weeks. We can't get there. It's out. Whenever they say something, these other companies that are not as reputable as the companies we have on here that are experts on our show will try to take advantage and charge you $600 is ridiculous. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's companies out there. There's also companies out there that won't even bother quoting that kind of stuff. They say, you know what? We have competitors that say, we don't handle service. Call Peerless.
Right. Because we just don't want to deal with it.
We don't want to deal with that.
All right, 312-981-7200. Marilyn, Chicago, you've got a question for our bug lady, Janelle Iacchino.
Right.
Hi.
My question is, I think I have flying ants. I'm not sure. I've had that problem like last year. I noticed they were flying around my TV, and there was a whole mess of them. And this morning, I went to the TV, and they were like dead. they only come out at night. How do I get rid of them?
Those are movie bugs.
That's it. Sounds.
I don't even remember which show I was watching, but they
don't watch that show.
Stop watching that show. And it's kind of like in the Flying Monkeys in the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Are you going to let the bug lady answer this?
No, we're just going to make stupid
now,
comments. Go ahead.
Is it bugging you?
Oh, geez. So it's interesting that you mentioned that they come out at night because carpenter ants are known for being nocturnal. Mm-hmm. And when they grow wings, which all ants do, all ant species
come
do
on.
That.
What?
Yes.
What?
They swarm.
Hold on.
Stop.
Wait.
All
Did
ants
I just
grow
blow
wings?
All your minds?
Yeah. Yes.
At what point?
So there's different roles.
Before you kill them is what it is. But go ahead.
Okay. So in an ant colony, there's different roles. Different ants play different roles. Some are soldiers. Some are scouts for food.
Same at my house.
Some are reproduce. You know, they're meant for reproducing and finding alternate locations to move their queen. When they grow wings like that, they're trying to scout out an ideal satellite colony location. And if you've had this for more than 1 year, and if you've had it in the past, that means that there's some kind of large established colony that's just budding on your property.
God, I just got the willies.
They will be the swarmers, the ones with the wings. They do tend to die off if they don't have access to water and stuff. But we should really find out why and how they're getting in, why they're there.
Why? I know why.
Why? Here we go.
They want to watch that TV.
Okay, there we go. How long? I knew a bad joke.
I didn't need. No, it's not a joke.
No, it's a horrible
they
joke.
They come to the TV at night and then they pass away.
Okay, so how long have you been having
windows that are open? So they're not coming in that way. So if there's some other way, I can't figure out where they're coming in from.
Ticket booth.
It could be. Stop it.
Hold on. How long have you been having this challenge?
I just noticed it yesterday.
Okay, so it's new.
Yeah.
I've had it before, like last year. It seems like this is the time of the year, like summertime, June, you know, like, but they don't last long, like maybe 2-3 days, and then, based on last year, and then they, like, disappear.
Wow.
So they're dying off on their own, because, like I said, I found these dead ones this morning.
Okay.
Can you take a picture of the dead ones, or are they already in the garbage?
They're already destroyed.
Maybe they're sleeping.
Well, I mean, I would say if you start seeing them again, or if it really becomes a nuisance, then you should have someone come and take a look at what, you know, where are they coming from? How are they getting in? Because it could be something in the wall voids that, you know, you don't even see. So
but you would take a look at it.
We would.
But you think they're carpenter ants.
Yes. If they're nocturnal like that, that makes a lot of sense to me.
And those are the ones that cause the damage?
Yeah, those are the ones that will eat. They don't eat wood like termites, but they chew through it. They excavate it.
Dude, they chewed through my drywall.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like,
it's rude.
It's like
offensive.
I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm minding my own business. I talked about this 100 times on the show already, and this thing starts popping out. I'm watching something. I see drywall falling on the ground, and here comes this freaking carpenter ant. I had no idea what it was. Scared the crap
out of me. I don't
know
how you sleep at night knowing that that could happen.
I called her immediately, and we got the problem. But if she's got carpet, flying carpet or ants?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's no spray, nothing that'll get rid of them. It's just that you have to put up with them until they
get rid of them.
Call Rhodes.
There's definitely a way to get rid of them, but we wouldn't use a spray because then that would tend to deter them and make them spread more. So you want to use a special formulated bait for carpenter ants, but we would also evaluate, you know, the property outside. You know, maybe there's some rotten wood or some gutter damage or something that's attractive them in the first place, so we really get to the root of it and trace it back to the source.
So you're going to contact Marilyn after the show?
Absolutely.
Marilyn, if you have this challenge before Janelle and her team gets out there, can you save some of those in an envelope or something? Would that help you identify?
Yeah, Ziploc or Tupperware, so we can see it, you know, see exactly
identify
what we're
the species
with. Yep.
Yeah, right. Well, tonight when they come out, I'll have my little Tupperware handy.
Perfect.
And
that's
see how many I can accumulate.
Perfect.
I'd move out. I'd sell the house. Hold on, Marilyn. 312-981-7200.
Stop watching TV.
My God, that would freak the hell out of me.
I know, me too.
A big carpenter ants.
Nocturnal ants.
They freak me out, and then they start flying. I had no idea until now.
You didn't? That's crazy.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Ants grow wings?
He's a mortgage guy, not a bug guy.
That bugs, everybody in here is going, what?
I can't believe I just blew all your minds with that.
Yes,
are you
going
to grow wings eventually?
You know, I do only at night.
Okay, that's what I thought. 312-981-7200.
Laura from Northfield, we're going to pick you up on the other side. Jake's playing the music, which means I got to hit a break. That's just him being rude, telling me I got to stay on track here. 312-981-7200. Rick from Hampshire, we'll get to you after the break as well. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Going out to Northfield. Laura, how are you?
Good. I'm looking for a way to critter-proof my fence. I've got a regular wooden fence, but I live across the street from the Forest Reserve, and things either dig under or climb over. Is there anything you can do for a fence to keep critters out?
Critters? Which type are you talking specifically?
We've got like coyotes. Skunks? I've got skunks and raccoons and
coyotes. On coyotes, there is something that they can put up. There's a coyote. It's called a coyote stop. It's actually almost a roller on the top. You can add onto the top of any fence that, because the coyotes cannot jump up and pull themselves up. It just rolls them back. They just fall backwards. If your fence is low enough, if it's only 4 foot, they're just going to clear it anyway. As far as getting underneath, the only thing that you can do is dig down about 6-8 inches, put some welded wire fence across the very bottom, staple it to the post, and then backfill it, and that'll stop the skunks. It'll stop 99% of the skunks. Because if I say it's going to stop 100%, you know a skunk's going
right
to get in.
What's that technique one more time for the skunks?
For the skunks, you would dig along the entire line of the fence. You would take some welded wire. You would actually bury it in the ground about 6 inches. You would staple it on, attach it to the posts across the bottom of the fence, bring it up about another 6 inches on the fence line. So you'd be using roughly about a foot piece of it, and then just run it the entire length of the fence, and then backfill the dirt again.
I think it's amazing
Do you do that?
No, we don't really get into that part of it. That's more of
a landscaping company.
Your landscaping company would be a good outlet, or it's one of those honey-do list type things.
Yeah, Laura?
So we've done it.
Yeah, you know, you got that. I've got a great landscaper up north that did it for us.
Okay.
I will absolutely take their name.
Yeah, I'll call you after the show. Basically, we had that problem with skunks in our other house. You know, they would burrow under, and you do your best, and you knew they were there because they would dig these perfectly circular holes because they were looking for bugs. I'm like, what the heck is that? I think I shot you a picture.
Yep.
And you're like, skunks.
Yep. And then
coyotes.
That's when we talked about using urine to ward them off, remember?
Human urine.
For the coyotes, I'm going to sound like a weirdo, but human urine, you also can buy wolf urine, so other predator urine.
I prefer human.
It's easier to get.
It's much easier to get.
And manufactured.
But if you put it around your yard, it will deter them to go to other areas because they don't want the competition when they're looking for food.
Right. This is a true story. So I would come home at night. I'd let the dogs out. And ever since you told me that,
yep.
I would go to my fence line. and I would walk along the fence line.
Urinating.
And urinating. And I didn't tell my wife because I would have gotten in trouble.
You're not crazy. I did the same thing and
well,
it worked.
Well, yeah. But it was like, but I did it because you told me.
Yeah.
That it was okay. Yeah.
You told me it was okay to pee in my backyard.
I think I recommended having a party and then closing off the house bathroom so that people had to pee in the yard. And then it wasn't just like a one-person effort. It was like a joint
You could
effort.
Have a whole bunch of friends over.
Yeah, you can all just be peeing in your yard.
But wasn't the problem that you had a chain link fence and your neighbors are on the other side looking at you?
Yes. Somewhat of a challenge.
Big problem.
Well, that's why I went out at night. But I never had to, I didn't go the party route, like you know, like you're recommending now. But Laura, you guys get crazy up there in Northfield. I know you guys like to throw big parties by the forest preserves.
Mm-hmm.
You could just have a huge
a party
and just have everybody line up against the fence. The men over there, the women over there, and you
That's
could.
That's awful. So,
no, it's
you're
not.
The one that made
you're,
the right
idea.
Just,
like,
do you want
know.
Skunks and coyotes in your
yeah.
Or do you mind a little bit
this
of
poor
pee-pee.
Woman?
Who just made the recommendation?
I mean, I know,
you did.
I know. Yeah, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah, oh, please note that it was not the fence company making that recommendation.
Right.
Peerless had nothing to do with people peeing.
We
on
want
the fence,
no
okay?
association
yes.
with it.
So, Laura, when are you having the party? When are we coming over?
Anytime. You guys are all invited.
All right. There
you know, our headquarters are in Northfield.
Yeah, it's right off the Edens, right there.
I'm basically your neighbor.
Hang on, Laura. I'm going to hook you up with a landscape company that's doing a bang-up job in my backyard. And he's a good guy, great crew, and they'll take care of you. Hold tight. 312-981-7200 out to Hampshire in your hometown there, buddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we got a nice community out there.
Yeah.
Isn't it home of Harmilda?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
No, or no, that's Harvard. Harvard. That's Harvard.
Don't
I'm thinking
go
of.
Screwing with my Harvard.
Sorry.
Harmilda?
Harmilda, the cow.
Okay.
There's cows there.
That's Harvard. That's my problem.
What is in that bottle that she's drinking? I think we need to test it at the top of the hour. Rick, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. So I'm calling. We had siding put on our house a couple weeks ago, and I noticed that we had a couple field mice come in. Went in the basement to see where they were coming in and found out I had a hole in my cobblestone foundation that they're coming in through. So trying to see kind of who I would call to fix it, called PermaSeal. They said they don't really do that kind of stuff. Would it be a mason? Would it be a foundation company? If you guys had any recommendations at all.
Joe, Hampshire, all right, so hole in cobblestone.
Rick, one thing is, is it a big hole?
It's about 15-foot area that it looks like it's all been washed out over 30-plus years. We just bought the house about 4 years ago.
So a whole bunch of holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think tuck pointing would help you. You still have to locate how they're getting in, right?
Well, if there's a million holes, you'd have to close them.
I can literally. It's a hole. There's stones that are missing. So, yeah. Like, I could literally crawl out of it and to the outside.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, no.
So,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
He needs stonework. He needs a mason.
Yeah, you need a mason.
I got a great guy that I could refer you to.
Do you know who I'm Mega Pros.
I know. I was going to.
But of course. So
I was going to say.
I know a guy from Mega Pros I could recommend.
I got a great guy at Mega Pros to refer you to because you've got a stone guy.
I do.
I know you do.
Of course I do. But, you know, that's the only thing I can. Can you send me a picture?
Yeah, I'd be able to, yeah.
All right. Send me a picture, and then I'll see if we can get the right guy out to you.
So, all right.
But I'm
good.
Thinking you almost need a whole slurry, and you got to fill in the whole missing.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a job is that?
Well,
he's
I don't know
see
yet.
It. Yeah, he's
yeah.
got to see it.
Can you run home, take a picture, and text it to the same number that you called?
I wouldn't be able to until later tonight.
Okay. Well, Joe will give you a call after the show so you could exchange phone numbers, and then you could text it to him directly. Okay, sure. Buddy?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Gordon, quick. We got 90 seconds to the break. You got 40 seconds to answer. Ask your question, and Janelle's got 30 to answer it. Go.
Okay, I have a rack of firewood, and there's insects in it. What can I do to control the insects, and how far should I keep that away from the house so they don't invade the house?
It should be least 15 feet from the house, at least. But the farther away from the foundation of the house, the better. And unfortunately, when you got a stack of wood, that's the natural habitat for them. But they're eating other bugs. If you've got spiders and stuff in there, you know, just kind of brush them off before you bring the logs in the house and stuff if you're using it inside. But there's really no safe pesticide you can apply to that if you're going to be burning the wood.
But pull it away from your
house.
But
definitely pull it away from the house. Mm-hmm. Get it farther away from the structure.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have got Andrea calling in. I'm doing a fundraiser this week to help build a food store in a food desert in
Austin.
Speaking
of food.
I know. We're hungry. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be helping this organization that we're going to be talking to about building a grocery store in a food desert in the Austin section of Chicago. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg at Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Peerless Fence Company, Rose Pest Solutions, Jim Work from Silverthorne Homes, and Baird & Warner Realtor, Jill Van Riet. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, located in downtown Chicago on AM 720 WGN. That's a MegaPro's call and text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Everybody that listens to the show knows that we try to give back as much as possible. During the segment, we typically spotlight first responders and doctors. Our first responder canceled on us for whatever reason, so we're going to use this time to spotlight initiative, if you will, that I'm going to be involved with later this week. It's the group is called By the Hand Club, and we have on the line right now Andrea Yusufi. Is that the proper spelling pronunciation of your last name?
Andrea, the pronunciation is Yusufi, but that was a great thought.
All right, Yusufi, because I'm a linguist, and everybody knows that listens to the show knows that what are you laughing at? I master the English language here. So, Andrea.
Hey, you did a great job.
Okay, I got the Andrea right, so back off there, Janelle Diacino. Managing Director of Partnerships and Development. Basically, what we're doing is another station's doing a radiothon, and I'm helping raise money for this organization because there's a food desert in a lot of the underdeveloped areas in the city of Chicago. And there's a part of the city called Austin, which is 95% African American and has a population of 95,000 people. And in my neighborhood in Northbrook, and I'm not trying to guilt anybody in Northbrook or anything like that, saying, oh, in Northbrook we have 14 grocery stores within 5 miles of my house, okay? In Austin, it basically takes up a landmass of over 5 mile radius, okay? So for my house, Joe, in Northbrook where I live, I've got Trader Joe's, I've got Mariano's, I've got Jewel, I've got Costco, I've got Jewel's, I've got all of this stuff within a 5 mile. There's 14 grocery stores in my house. In Austin, there's like three that services three times the size of my population in the town that I live in. And again, I'm not guilting anybody. You're very fortunate. The challenge is we've got these underprivileged areas that we've been given money to for the past 50 years, and it hasn't worked. And I wanted to bring Andrea on because Andrea is basically helping us with this fundraising initiative. And Andrea, could you just give us a little bit about what we're doing and where the money's going to? We're trying to raise enough money to build a grocery store in this neighborhood of Austin where the residents could come to get fresh, in a safe way, could come and get fresh food, fruits and vegetables and flowers. And we're going to be raising money. Andrea, your dime, your dance floor.
Hey, so thanks so much for having me, David. We're really excited about this initiative. Last summer, 10 teenagers who are a part of the By the Hand Club program, which is a faith-based after-school program that serves more than 1,600 kids across Chicago, the students dreamed up the idea They said after, you know, the death of George Floyd, after such high COVID-19 death rates in their community, they said, what if we did something about it? Yeah, we need systemic change. We need the government to make change. But what if we change something now? And with the support of Sam Acho and his organization and other athletes with Athletes for Justice, we purchased a looted liquor store. We tore it down and we popped up a fresh market led by teenagers. The teenagers get entrepreneurship training. They get a stipend that's comparable to minimum wage. And they are the CEOs. They choose what we provide to the community in terms of food. They choose the uniforms. They work together to create their schedules. They absolutely are the leaders. And when we started it last summer, it was kind of an experiment. You know, that whole adage, if we build it, they will come. Well, we're not sure with grocery if that's the case, right? People are in their habits. But people did come, and people came all the way through December. There were days where it was sleeting and raining, and we had a line out the door. And our community asked us to stay open, to keep staying open, and we couldn't just due to weather. And that's when the students said, what if we build a roof and walls and have this open year round? Can we do that? And our only limitation there is the funding, right? And we just want to support these students, serve their community. Their mission is to provide fresh produce and build community. So that's what we're doing at the Radiothon on Wednesday. We are raising $500,000 to put walls up so the kids can keep providing produce to their community, about 3,000 pounds a week of produce to their community, all subsidized through fundraising efforts by the Hand Club. So it's very affordable. Anybody who needs it can get it.
And I've already said that Team Hochberg's in for $5,000. Republic Bank is donating $5,000. Amy Kite and Perma Seal is also in for $5,000. And that's fine. And so what we're doing, and we're going to donate a couple of suites at the UC for a basketball and the hockey game that listeners could bid on. But the reason I'm bringing on, yes, it's on another station's doing this. We're not going to mention the station. We need to bring some sunlight onto this challenge that the listeners that are listening right now in Austin don't have grocery stores to go to in a safe way, okay? And and you can go to the website, Athletes for Justice. It's not the website. Just Google Athletes for Justice. It'll take you to the website, and you could donate whatever you want. But $500,000, which is a joke. We have 8 million people plus in this area. $8 million, it should be $1 million. It's going to be a 24-hour radiothon where we're going to raise money and bring awareness to this. Here's what you have to understand. I went out there on Monday. Okay, and I toured the facility. It's an amazing facility. There's a 17-year-old young man who basically is the general manager of this whole facility. And there was a 40-year-old African-American man that grew up in the area that lives by Indiana, somewhere. I forgot where he lives. But he comes back to Austin all the time. And we're sitting there, right? I drove down, and I got off at Central, and I drove over to wherever I drove and got to the facility. No grocery stores. In the same time in Northbrook where I'm at, I could pass three grocery stores in the same time that it took me to get to this facility. So Sam Acho, Hayward of the Cubs, and a couple of the other local athletes. Sam's a retired Chicago Bear. Jonathan Tabe was involved. So this is the real deal. And we want to build a facility that the people in Austin, this isn't a handout, okay? We've been doing things wrong in Austin and other areas of Chicago, Joe, for 50 years. We've been given these money, and it's failed. So let's try a different model. So now we're going to build a grocery store, so which has been a successful model, that the residents could just walk into. They've got residents there 150-plus below the poverty level that get coupons that need to be used in farmers markets, and there's no farmers markets within a reasonable distance to these residents' homes except this facility. Did I sum that up, Andrea?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's such a great need, and in terms of in getting it wrong, one of the things that I found out in this project is African American youth are the most underemployed demographic in the United States. And when you talk about unemployment and pay gaps, it starts right now. So we're solving so many issues in the community by tearing down a liquor store. We've reduced violence by providing jobs to teenagers. We've lowered pay gaps for the teens that work with us. And we are able to provide, there are 10,000 residents that live within half a mile of Austin Harvest. So we're able to make a huge dent in providing our community with healthy food. So absolutely hit on all of it.
What was the young man, that 17-year-old man that was there, the young man who was the general manager?
Joshua Taylor.
So yeah. Joshua Taylor, I looked at Josh in the eye. I said, Josh, what would you be doing if this wasn't here? He like, well, you know, I'd probably be at home or I'd be in the streets. I'm like, well, what'd you be doing in the streets? He'd be like, well, we'd be hustling drugs. And, you know, and my friends, I said, do your friends make fun of you working at this facility? He's like, yeah, you know, they joke around that I'm getting by the hand money. I get by the hand check. And if this wasn't available, he'd be in the streets hustling because there's no jobs in Austin. Okay. There's limited opportunity. And this gives these kids, 17-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds are working this farm stand. And we're going to raise enough money. Forget about it. We're going to raise enough money so we can build a grocery store. And Joe, you know it. And Jimmy, you know it, just building, you got to start someplace. Steve Leahy, who's on the show, used to live in Austin. As I was driving down, I was telling him about it. I didn't know he lived in Austin. He lived in Austin in the 70s. He's like, there were a bunch of white people living in Austin in the 70s. Right now, it's 79% black, 14% Hispanic, 5% white. I'm like, why'd you move out of Austin? He's like, the day that the ice cream man got shot in front of my home, my dad said, we're out of here. That was 50 years ago. And guess what? It's gotten worse, and it hasn't changed. And the only way we're going to change, instead of talking about it, okay, we need to put resources. And again, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. It's not here to make you feel bad or guilt trip you. It's just be thankful for what you have on your way home as you're driving around on a Saturday, taking the kids to soccer, lacrosse, baseball, football, whatever. Just be thankful and look to the right and look to the left and see the grocery store there. And just be thankful that if you needed a gallon of milk, you could run out and get it within 3 minutes. You can't do that in Austin, and we're going to change that. So if our listeners want to donate, just Google Athletes for Justice, Athletes for Justice. I'm going to be helping out over a 24-hour period, raising $1 million. And Andrea, I will see you later this week, my friend.
Hey, thank you for all your support. It was a pleasure, and can't wait to see you this week.
All right, well, I'm all fired up. Have a great day. 312-981-7200, 312-981-720. Joe?
Good job, David.
What we're doing in this community to help the underprivileged get a fair shot, we need to do something else.
The healthy food to help healthier lives. 100%. So there's less medical treatment that you need. Just having access to vegetables instead of gas station food or 7-Eleven.
Like, right.
It's a good thing.
And it's basically at cost. It's a 10% VIG over the cost that they get. They're not making any money. It's a not-for-profit organization. They're bringing they're moving a ton of food a day when it's open. So
who's organizing that? The 17-year-old kid?
The 17-year-old kid is responsible for...
But he's doing the ordering?
Yes, with other 17-year-old kids.
Yeah, those kids run the store.
There's an adult over them making sure they're doing the right thing, but they're making the decisions from the uniforms to what they buy, carrying the food out to the cars, taking the food around the corner to the people's homes. It's unbelievable what's happening, okay? And this is what we're raising money
for.
312-981-7200 is American Pro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com if you want to donate and help us transform this neighborhood in Austin, this little community within Austin. It's a gigantic area. It's a 7 mile by 5 mile radius. It's the largest community within the city of Chicago that's a food desert. It's athletes, plural, athletesforjustice.org. athletesforjustice.org. Joe Van Reed, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you, David?
I'm tremendous. You're doing a lot of buying, selling, and then helping our listeners buy on the other end when they're getting out. Because you're helping right now an 80-year-old young lady who is a widow sell her home out in the western burbs and buy something closer to her grandkids in the northwestern suburbs. I mean, she's far west, and she's moving closer to her kids and her family. Is that a large percentage of what's going on out there right now?
You know, it's a lot of movement in general. This last year has just been so active, and everybody that was on the fence got off the fence. And so people like our mutual client and friend, lovely young Nancy, she's been considering selling for many years. Empty nester, and her kids and grandkids live 2 hours away. And she heard that, you know, the market right now is on fire for sellers. So, yeah, she had me come in and give her a consultation, which I love doing because it's a really fun time to do that and tell people that their homes are worth way more than they think that they are. But you wouldn't know that unless you had me come in and tell you that. So that's one of the fun parts of my job. I just had that experience the other night. I had my couple that bought a house with me 6 years ago, their first time buyers. They had saved for a long time to buy it. They paid $104,000 for a tiny little ranch in Lake in the Hills. And they are moving, and I got to tell them it's worth more than double than just 6 years. So that's always an awesome thing to let people know that their homes are worth way more than they might think that they are. And sometimes I have to tell them that they're worth less. So that's why it's important, you know, to have me, a professional, come in and go over your actual pricing and what your home is actually could sell for right now. Because it's hard to determine. The online values and things that like Zillow spits out are really, truly not accurate. So you definitely need someone to come in and analyze your neighborhood and let you know where you're at based on this market.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, young lady, with their real estate questions west of 59, because you handle that entire gap of area for us, west of Naperville, what's the best way to reach you, Joe?
Yeah, I go everywhere, you know, in Chicagoland, but primarily west of 59, like you said, Barrington to Huntley to Wisconsin and everything west of 59. And I should say that the last 7 homes I've sold in 7 different markets all had 7 record-setting prices, but you definitely, pricing is key in this market, and you really need to know before you can't just list and then have it not appraised. You really have to have me come in and help you with that. So if someone's considering selling, call me at 224-772-4086.
Thanks, I appreciate it. If you want to get involved, I just saw your text. It's athletesforjustice.org. If anybody wants to participate, go to athletesforjustice.org and help us build a grocery store in the Austin neighborhood of the city of Chicago. Appreciate you calling in, Jill, 312-981-7200. Thomas in Elk Grove, how are you? Garage with flying ants.
Yes, I opened the garage door at 3:30 this morning and got swarmed by these flying ants.
Nocturnal, see? This is
carpet bugs.
Winged ants.
I'm wearing a fluorescent green shirt, which didn't help because they were all over me.
They
and
are
my
attracted
computer.
To light, too. Yes.
Why were you opening your door?
I bunched them by putting a neon on.
Why were you opening your door at 3:30
like
in the
morning? You going to work, Tommy?
No, not going to work. No, just
coming home.
Changing the air in the garage.
At 3:30 in the morning?
Is that a code for something? Changing the air in the garage.
Yeah.
No. I always say changing the air in the tires.
No, I just thought I'd let you know that they're out at night.
Yeah, those winged carpenter ants.
We're still wondering what you were doing at 3:30 in the morning.
Tom, come on.
Nothing good happens
Tom,
after midnight.
Tom. Right. Nobody's listening.
To hit the computer, that's all.
Tom.
Yes. The computer in the garage?
Tom, you're talking to a bunch of guys that have used every excuse in the book. Airing out the garage is unbelievably weak.
3:30 in the morning. What were you doing, honey? I was airing out the garage.
That ain't going to pass the stink test. Tell us what you're doing. Your wife's not listening. Don't worry about it. She doesn't even know about it.
Yeah, she is.
All right, then.
Did she believe you that you were airing out the garage?
I was doing the same thing at 3. I was airing out my garage.
Actually,
Tom,
it was really hot in here, so I got this gigantic fan blowing the air out, but these things came right past it.
Wow. And have you ever seen these ants before? I'm trying to get back to the ants, you guys.
Yeah, I've seen them during the summer. Yeah, sometimes they're just walking around with their little wings going on the ground during the daytime.
So, I mean, it seems to me like you've got, there's a reason they're there.
They're not in my house, thank God.
Well, yeah, thankfully. But they are in the garage. As far as you know. Detached?
But it'd be moisture again, right?
Well, no. Is your garage detached or attached?
No, it's attached, and it's got two big lights out in front, so they probably were coming to that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You service Elk Grove Village.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tom, here's what we're going to do. Janelle the Yacino is going to call you after the show. And
call him at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and she'll come out there at 3:15 because, you know, she's not.
She's just going home then.
And you can see him in his bright green vest.
As he's airing out the quote unquote airing out the garage.
Oh, please, you guys.
What the hell is that? That is so
weak. It doesn't even mean anything.
Tom, you need to hang out with Joe and I to come up with better stuff than that. Joe airing out the garage.
I'll tell you what, at 3:30 in the morning.
Hang on, Tom. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Here, now you could say, I'm going to check on the Mr. Floor cleaning product in the garage.
Yes, I'm airing out the cleaner.
Now he's got new ant friends in the garage, so he can just say he's going to check on the ants. Yeah.
312-981-7200 is AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got to take a traffic and weather break here. And some news, I guess. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
To Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Thank you to all the texters out there that are supporting what we're doing and that hate what we're doing. So it's good. 312-981-7. How'd I do, Joe? Did I do all right?
You did fine.
I did all right?
You did fine.
A texter said, I dare you to read this on the air. I'm like, move on.
Move on.
I'll call you after the show and we could talk about it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joe, we've got a 630 texted in. Picture of the bathroom.
All right, so that was...
Well, hang on. It's a gigantic bathroom, though.
Do you want to talk more?
With the treadmill in it.
Do you want to talk more?
Yeah, with the treadmill in it. Go ahead. It's your turn.
So my challenge at the beginning was to say, hey, if you send me a picture, we could look at it and see if you need a whole remodel or a partial remodel. This bathroom, even the listener said, I don't know what you're proposing you would do with it. I don't know. What I'm saying is we can help. So if you really wanted to tackle this piece at a time, but this is a huge bathroom. It's more like a gymnasium or a spa.
It's gigantic. It's like 40 foot long by 20 foot wide.
With a treadmill in it.
Right.
Right.
It has a treadmill in the bathtub, in the bathroom.
Yeah. So you do have a lot of space that we can work with. That's for sure.
People still doing those gigantic corner hot tub type things?
Not so much the tubs. We're getting rid of the tubs left and right.
Because that takes up a gigantic amount of room.
It's a lot of room, and it takes a lot of time to fill it up.
We see that in new homes, too. People are eliminating tubs in the master.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right. Are they going with freestanding?
No. No tub at all. Just no tub at all. Standard shower, more space, or larger showers.
So your freestanding is almost like an ornament now. It's like a piece of furniture.
Just something to have to dust around.
Yes. Yeah, and that is a pain in the neck.
Yep.
Right.
No, I don't dust. It's fine with me. 312-981-7200.
Oh, you would notice if it was dusty, though.
No, I would notice that it was dusty. It also takes... My wife bought one of those claw feet something tubs. Tubs that stand out alone.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I know. I'm getting to that. Oh. It takes about 45 minutes to load up, and by the time she gets in it,
didn't I just say that?
The water's cold. And I'm reiterating what you said. 312-981-7200.
Airing out the garage.
You're just airing out your garage, baby.
We need
you're
to go
just
to the,
airing out your garage. This is going to be the show saying that.
We need to go.
The reason you're talking?
We need to go, airing out the garage. We need to go to Elk Grove Village with this guy and find out what's going on at 3:30 in the morning.
He's smoking.
You think that's what it is?
No, actually, the three guys here, we figured
it out. Okay, but if you're smoking, why put a neon green shirt on at 3 in the morning if you're
so you don't get hit by
flying ants?
By
I mean, you can go out there in your boxers and smoke a cigarette, can't you?
Not in your neighborhood.
Not my neighborhood. Well,
mine you can.
Yours? Yeah, probably. That's
right.
Yeah, but you don't need a green, whatever. 312-981-7200.
What we wear at night is our own business.
I know, exactly. And what you smoke is your own business as well.
That's true.
While you're airing out your garage. 312-981-7200. You guys, Tom, offer a service that we were talking about during the break that I was not aware of for our do-it-yourself listeners who want to take advantage of the fencing material that you have stockpiled in your facility, but don't want to hire a crew because they're handy and they can do it themselves.
Absolutely. They can bring their survey to any of the locations. They can map out what they draw, what they want. They can come to any of our locations. We have people on staff there that can help lay out how much fencing they'll need. They will break it down for them, and we will sell them material only. If they give us a call at the 1-800-543-6511, like I said, we have 10 locations. They can find out which location's closest to them. They can walk right in the door, and we have people there on staff that will help them lay out, show them what fences we have. We have a lot of displays at most of our locations, or we have brochures, or they may walk in the door and know exactly what they want.
You can't find that material at the big box stores right now. It's not there.
It's going to be better quality, too.
Buying it from Peerless Fence.
Yeah.
Right. And you guys were talking during the break as a builder about different creative ideas, because when you build homes, you typically don't put a fence up. For whatever reason, you don't put a fence up. But now you've got, you guys are talking. So for other builders out there, why is this a benefit for you on the builder side?
There's a lot of places where a lot might not be that desirable till it has a fence. Once it has a fence, it could be a beautiful property that's very desirable. It's just an extra step to make it better.
Do most people, when they're buying homes, want fences, or it doesn't even come into the conversation?
I would say 75% do a fence typically. If it's not right when they move in, it's within the first year.
So they can come to your facility, say, I want chain link, I want aluminum, I want vinyl, I want cedar, I want pine. No problem. These are the different styles that you have, and your team will help them lay it out to make sure they're doing it properly, because you do that for a living.
Correct.
And they don't. They're just very handy, unlike me. And they've got the tools, and they want to dig their posts and plant their posts, and they got buddies that'll help them. You know, guy friends and girlfriends that want to do like an Amish barn lifting, whatever they do, that's fine. I'd rather sit by the pool and eat and drink a margarita, but that's just me, what I do on my weekend. They could call you and your company, visit your website, not a problem, and you'll drop it off at their facility?
They can either, we will deliver if they want it delivered, or they can even pick it up at any of our locations.
Okay, and where do our listeners go to take advantage of that opportunity?
They can go, best way is any of our locations, or give us a call at the 630-584-7710 number.
Or the 800 number, which I have right here, Tom.
800-1-800-543-6511.
Tom's been struggling with his phone number since he got here.
Phone number. Well, we have 10 locations.
All right, here's a good idea for your business. How about just one?
That's what we did.
Yeah.
We can talk about it as we get out of the garage.
Fun jokes, memorable conversations, and your take on breaking news. Plus, intriguing questions like...
Yeah, that was all me.
That's great, Dave.
Yeah, that was great. That was all me. I hit the wrong button. I was going to go to Mega.
I thought John Williams was yelling at me.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You were talking and nobody
I was pushing the wrong button. I'm like, hello, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We have a favorite friend of the show, Rich Dykstra Sr. How are you, Rich?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm tremendous. Here. You had a comment for Janelle about flying ants.
I have a what?
You had a comment for Janelle about flying ants, I thought.
No, I'm not flying ants. I'm chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Were you airing out the garage just now?
Yeah.
Changing the air.
Are you changing the air in your garage in a green shirt?
There you go.
All right, there you go.
Get the bug.
So chipmunks.
What's going on with the chipmunks?
I have all of my charges set around my backyard, and I'm ready to blow them. Kill all the chipmunks.
I believe Rich would exactly do that.
They run by me, they stick their tongue out at me. Yeah. I've got a million chipmunks.
Ugh.
I think you should move.
How do I kill them?
Tom can.
You got to set a million traps.
Those
really tough, heavy duty snap traps. Set them up because you can't poison them. They'll eat mouse bait like no other and not get sick.
They do. They eat the stuff under your thing.
Yeah. What about getting an owl as a pet?
You know, there's tons.
And I'm not kidding.
As a pet?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That sounds like an investment of time.
Well, doesn't the owl jump down and off of your arm and eat the chipmunks?
I wish I was that cool. I had that.
Jump down off.
I like the concept.
Yeah. You put
I think you're thinking of a parrot.
Well, no. You put the owl on your shoulder because it looks cool.
That would be a parrot.
All right. Well, you could train an owl. Don't owls eat chipmunks?
They eat small rodents, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
If you put an owl on your shoulder, he'd eat your ear.
Not my owl. I would
but not if there's enough chipmunks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jim Delaney.
The only way that I know to successfully get rid of a chipmunk population is to literally eliminate the population by trapping, like live trap them or snap them.
I like Rich's idea with the charges all around his yard.
We're going to take them out. I've got holes everywhere.
He's going to blow up his backyard. I'm telling you, Rich means business. I would not.
I believe him 100%.
Rich, where do you live?
I live in Orland Park.
Okay.
Orland. Oh, you know.
You're going to be on the news on Sunday.
Orland Park man airs out garage, blows up backyard.
There's no more backyard.
I think, how high are your fences?
Chipmunks don't go up.
No, hold on. I got a solution.
Oh, come on, David.
I want to get back to the owl with perfectly trained owl not to bite my ear off. Thank you. Number one, but I'll go to another show for that. Hold on.
I have red-tailed hawks, David.
Shotguns. If you're going to blow up your yard, why don't you like get a shotgun and start blasting them?
I have guns, and I am going to shoot them.
Okay.
So my wife won't let me get my guns out.
Who runs that house, Rich Dykstra Sr.?
Take the guns out when you're changing the air in the garage.
You should be more in charge, Rich.
Are chipmunks nocturnal?
No.
Okay, so they're not nocturnal.
No.
So he can't breathe out the garage. What was that again?
Change the air.
You can't change the air in the garage. Rich, I would overrule the wife here. It's Father's Day tomorrow. I'd sit in the back.
Shooting guns.
You got your day. You got your day, Rich.
Sounds like a perfect dad day.
Family room.
His family room.
You're going to sit in your family room? Open, oh, my God.
And when they run by me and stick their tongue out at me, I'm going to shoot them.
Wow.
That's it.
Yeah, from the
family room. I don't want to go outside. It's too hot.
What town do you live in again?
Orland Park.
Orland Park Police. We'll be on. Go ahead, Janelle.
I was gonna actually try to help him and tell him that he can pick up those traps and then just put a tiny smear of peanut butter on it or something.
It works.
And then it becomes like a game. Every time you hear one of them go off, you're going to be like, yes!
Yeah, 23 of them I got in my yard.
I parked in front of the Ace Hardware. I parked in front of the Ace Hardware store in Tinley Park, waiting to go in and buy every trap they have.
So Tomcat. I highly recommend Tomcat traps.
Those are the ones with the jaws, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jaws, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a jagged. Yeah, it's heavy duty.
I'd still say tomorrow, Father's Day, sit in the backyard, tell your wife it's your day, and you can do whatever the hell you want, Tom. That's what I would say.
That's it. I'll put on my camo, and I'll be ready to go.
I still think you're going to be on the news.
Check my swiper.
He won't be noticeable. He won't be in neon green.
Well, somebody's going
to
find
him. That's why we're trying to egg him on to do that. It would be great. Man arrested in Orland Park for shooting, sitting on his recliner, shooting chipmunks.
With an owl on his shoulder.
Because he was told to do it by WGN.
Right? Oh, no.
Yeah, you even calling into the show and talking about this just tells you how unright you are, which is great. We can't wait to have you back on. All right, I got to take another call here, buddy. Enjoy your weekend. 312-981-7200. George, how are you? George.
James, not George. It's groceries.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Jim and Manuka. Is that where you're from?
Yes, Manuka. Here, yep. Same place John Williams grew up in.
All right. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, was your chipmunk problem or your former previous caller had there. My sister had a similar problem. She lived up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, by New York, and her solution was one of the rather simple one, but was a mass execution for chipmunks by drowning. She took a 5-gallon bucket, capped them with water, and then took a whole bunch of sunflower seeds. Spread it around so they float on the water. So you have this, and then put a long, like a maybe like a 4 or 5 foot board or something like that, up the side of the 5 gallon bucket there, and spread some seeds down the board there. So the chipmunks, work their way up the board, eating the seeds, and look in and see the mother load in the bucket there. And
all right, great.
Dive in.
How to kill animals on WGN. So that's a. Well, thanks
call
for calling. Hang on.
Mouse
that's a real thing.
Yeah. It's a hillbilly mousetrap is what
it's
called.
I heard that, yep.
It does work.
I'm going to send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How can we help you, bud?
Yeah, I just need to know a phone number for the contribution for the...
It's a website. I'll give you the website, bud. You go to athletesforjustice.org. Athletesforjustice.org.
All right.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. 312-981-7200. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. Denise in Central Illinois, question about Sugar Ant. You got a minute.
I have Sugar Ant problems. The garage guy inspired me to ask the question, but like right now we're just using the Taro Ant Bait Gel. And for a while, but they just keep coming. I don't know how to get rid of them.
Sugar ants.
Yep. If you're seeing a few, there's a lot more where you know, somewhere else that you're not seeing. And while that bait will work for the fraction of the colony that you're seeing, you really need something stronger that they can take back to their colony and feed the others with, too. So, but first and foremost, we got to figure out, you know, sugar ants is kind of a common descriptor, but like we would figure out, you know, what species of ants you're dealing with specifically.
Central Illinois? How far down into Central Illinois are you?
Bloomington Normal.
Oh, we don't go that far, unfortunately.
You don't go that far?
No. Darn it.
Do you know anybody down?
I can find someone.
Okay,
I can find someone.
Denise, hang tight. Well, we're going to hook you up with somebody in the Bloomington Normal area. 312-981-7200. Jimmy Delaney, say goodbye and leave our listeners with a little knowledge nugget here, buddy.
If you guys have any questions, if you're interested, we have places all over DeKalb County, Kane County. We do on-your-lot builds. We have the Quad Cities of Iowa, SilverthorneHomeBuilders.com. You can reach me directly at 815-677-4121. Call, text. Hopefully we hear from you.
Great job today. Tom Becker, great job. You as well. Peerless Fence gave us a lot of information to consider that I had no idea that you did that drop-off service. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
1-800-543-6511. Like I said, we've got 10 locations throughout the Chicagoland area.
Janelle Iacino, how do they reach you?
RosePestControl.com or 1-800-GOT-PESTS. It's backyard entertainment season. We have an awesome mosquito package for the season, $399 for the whole season. It's awesome. Get free quotes, RosePestControl.com.
You have that service, Joe.
I do. You do it just
monthly.
Is it monthly?
Yep.
Okay. So monthly and it's $300. No, I was just trying to figure
out. It's great. I don't even know.
No, they come to my house every time I call them. Yeah. Hey, I've seen another stink bug.
And if you want to reach Joe and his team?
Megapros.
And if you want to reach me, if you're a veteran and want to take advantage of 100% cash out VA loan that we just started doing, 100%, you can give me a call, 855-56-DAVID. VA offers it. A lot of lenders do not offer it. We do. 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Go to athletesforjustice.org to donate. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy Father's Day.